Hey guys, we're in.
We're in.
DeMarket Abilities.
Riley's back.
The stage.
Yeah. Yep.
What was that?
I was going to go woohoo, but.
Woohoo?
Didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. What?
Woohoo. I don't know that that's necessary. For some reason, that reminds me of like Bachelorettes in
Ric Flair.
Nashville. Oh, Ric Flair. Okay. Yeah. You took it back to the original source there.
Yep.
All right. We said we were going to talk about cause related marketing.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
It's marketing with a cause.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it could be anything from, you know, behind the why of the company, yeah. You know, why they're selling this product or whatever, mm-hmm. or it could just be a portion that, you know, maybe the founder is passionate about and they're going to be like, hey, this 3% of all profits will go to this.
Right.
You know, charity or cause or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And typically it's been shown through money spent in these places that individuals like to do business with companies and people making a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah.
It's been proven. Yeah. So, cause marketing is when you have a collaboration, you first as a profitable company or service or business or person, you find a not-for-profit. Right? That you really believe in, that's legitimate, that you want to get behind.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you just figure out how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a relationship for as long as it needs to be and benefits somebody else. And, you know, rather than toot your own horn and say, what in the world? We have a guest in studio. It's
that's a tiny
little spider. That's crazy.
He's like, give me some money.
Where did he come from? That's not the call. The only calls that I want to do right here is like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think he just went.
He went down in the board. He can cause some damage.
Yeah. Tore his houses.
Yeah. Probably. He's still figuring out his calls. He doesn't know why he's here. But anyway, it is. Yeah. It's just, it's making a difference for other people while you're in business. And apparently, six ways to do that. We can advertise it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, a portion of your proceeds today will go towards.
Lucas.
This.
Wherever.
Yeah.
A sponsorship. Like the last podcast, we were talking about all the big events you've been covering and how you're bragging about it around the studio. And you're just telling us about all the big people you've seen and you've been hobnobbing with. And I mean, maybe you want to underwrite that or sponsor that.
More so talking about how tired I am.
Yes, but, you did talk about that. The licensing where you want to maybe, what's a big something like that. There's all sorts of cancer organizations have done
Saint
that
Jude's
where they'll tie
stuff,
a name, you know. And man, that is a legacy, right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Wow. Okay. And then you've got the direct marketing, which kind of reminds people of the not for profit.
Mm-hmm.
It's out here. We're helping to make a difference. Maybe you will too.
Yeah.
And then the purchase triggered donation, which is if you buy
like what Macy's
this,
does.
That or the other. Yeah. Then a portion of the proceeds will go to whomever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So who are some of those companies doing it and doing it well in your opinion?
It's funny. I was like looking up stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to do some research. And it's funny you don't even think about it, but do you remember General Mills? They made cereal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The box tops.
The box tops for schools.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Dude, yes. I was a freak with that.
Yeah, like, same here. I would always cut them out. I would always get them ready to take to school.
And then I'd have a big old bag, and I like never made it up to the school. I think I've only just threw them. I mean, I truly felt like I was throwing away money. You know, I think I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I kept so many, and the school goes, oh, we've discontinued that. I mean, literally, it was like, what, 10 cents or something for every box top?
Yeah.
It was crazy. You felt like you were throwing away money. It's like, don't throw that box away yet. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so they said that it has helped American schools earn over $400 million.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because it gets the students involved more than than the parents.
It does. Right. And definitely.
Yeah. And even like this is the same company, like Yoplait. Remember the lid pop?
Right.
The lids or whatever.
Right.
You didn't eat.
No, I was too young.
I can tell.
It's too young.
Prairie Farms is even doing that, but I don't know if I mean Prairie Farms gives back and they do a lot. The dairy company, but there's all sorts of trivia and they put some sort of value on their packaging and they're always helping people and serving ice cream. I think they've donated. I know their milk products they've sent to athletes.
There's always something on there.
Yeah.
On their products where it's like this was donated or you can donate to this or something.
Right. So if you're a business and you're like, oh, this is probably new, this is some kitschy thing, it's not going to last. No, actually, the whole cause-related marketing, the terminology, we didn't know this, right? Remember, I shared it with you before, right. And we're like, really? So it's been around since 1983, and it's a phrase that was coined by...
American Express.
Now, little do we know, or did we know, or we did not know at all, that they apparently were donating a penny for each use of the credit card back in 83, and then a dollar if you would open up a new account, and the money was going to...
I don't remember.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, I was reading other stuff while you
were... I wasn't live in 83. Can't remember that far.
You were alive 5 minutes ago when I told you where the money went. I know. The Statue of Liberty renovation program. Awesome. Nearly $2 million later, the company experienced a 28% increase in card use. See how that happened?
Yeah.
Yep.
See how that parlayed into more business? And and who knows if that's why they did it. You know, sometimes companies are just like, look, we've made a lot of money. We're super profitable. End of story. Or here's how we help to make a difference.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I bet you there are both sides. There are companies who do it because they're like, well, we'll make more sales. But there are other companies who are like, well, no, we just want to give back because we have so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where the true giving should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, whether you're doing it to increase sales or because you want to leave, you know, a footprint, we would like to hear from you if you've had some success stories where, you know, you aligned a portion of your proceeds with something that's making a difference. We want to know about it and maybe know how you did it.
I've been seeing a lot of creators actually do this, just giving back to the community.
Nice.
I got something in my throat. I'm going to say something
cool. You never know what you're going to get with Riley. You know, are going to get. You're going to get 100% transparency.
With me, yeah.
Whatever happens, whatever comes across his mind, whatever's in his mouth, whatever's in his throat. I mean... Whatever, you're going to know about it right here on Marketabilities. So are you okay now?
Yeah, we're solid. Okay. No, I've just been seeing a lot of creators, YouTubers, just give back to the community. I think it's really good to see just because a lot of people like to hoard their money.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, if you donate a penny, all the proceeds are going to go straight to the provider.
Right.
Let's just say. But having certain incentives, I think it's going to encourage... donors to be like, oh
yeah,
let's just say 50 grand, you go cut your hair off and do something, but my hair is going to go to a proceed that's like this, but with that 50 grand it's going to go to a water plant in Africa or something like that.
Yeah,
I think I know a lot of creators are doing that, and it's awesome. I think it's good to see.
Okay, but let's talk about this now and maybe you guys can weigh in. They've gotten some blowback on the guys. I think it's awesome, and I always tear up when I see these stories. But the guy that walks up to the homeless guy or whatever and says,
"Oh yeah, he's on TikTok,"
you know, and he gives him money or buys him a meal or takes him to Disney World, or maybe not even homeless, just an older individual that just was kind of, you know, a recluse and in his home. And
sure,
the guy they said was just doing it for some level of fame, but you know. To me, that's like a two-sided thing. It's like, this guy doesn't care. You just made his day, you know? And okay, well, maybe he did get a million followers as a result. So there's a big debate of, is that exploitation? Is that benefiting yourself at the expense of someone else? But hey, if they look like they're enjoying it, nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
And they're okay with it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, it's tough to know whenever you're... you don't know where their heart is at.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And you don't know how much they've done off camera.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, is the camera always rolling?
Right.
And do they get upset if the camera wasn't rolling?
Right.
You know, it's like you need to see those reactions. So I think it depends on per person.
Totally. For sure. Yeah. I mean, we've seen a lot of those that were successful, like the pizza delivery guy, the elderly guy, and how they continued that relationship. And then you've also seen the guy that dresses as a homeless individual and just waiting to see who will help him and then returning, you know, all the way.
You guys follow Jimmy Darts?
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I like him because he'll always return the kindness. So he'll go up to somebody and be like, hey, do you have a spare dollar? I want to buy this, you know, bottle of water.
Right.
And if people give him the spare dollar, he's like, no, I don't need it. Here's $500.
Right. Yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean?
I love that.
So I like that because he's returning kindness with kindness.
Right.
You know.
And you may be wondering where he gets that money. There could be an underwriter there. There could be a company associated with that. So like you said off camera, he can say, you know, this was made possible by
whatever.
Growing Media.
Sure.
I mean, we haven't done that yet, but we would. We would be glad to do that.
And that's another thing that I think a lot of, you know, people who are financially well off, what they will do, and I actually really like this, some people don't, is they will be like, hey, I want to donate to this charity. Mm-hmm. I see a guy, he did this with Charity Water. He would be like, I will donate $50,000 if you guys match me.
Match yes.
And it's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people.
I love that.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. Right? I love that.
Everybody gives $20 and then he'll give $50,000 of his own money. And then now you've just given $100,000.
We've seen that happen, you know, and normally we talk about big brands and things that are happening nationwide because they get the most publicity. But I can tell you at Growing Media, we've been working with the MMM or Marian Medical Mission.
Yeah.
And they've been building wells in Africa for years and years. And so many times that happens where an individual will say, look, I got 10,000, 20,000, how much ever money they have and put forth to this. And I will match, you know, every day. And it happens every time. Not only do they meet it, they exceed it. And, you know, it's just showing someone, maybe it's a couple of things for people. Maybe it's legitimacy. Like if I'm going to give this much money, it's nice to see that somebody else is anteing up and it's not a fraud or a front or fake, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think the big part of it is it's actually building a community. Cause I think there's a lot of times that, like, especially now, there's like this line between super rich people and people who are just like regular, you know, you make $60,000 a year, whatever it is. And there's like a disconnect there.
Okay.
And it's like, you guys can connect together and come in on one thing
that neither
you or the rich person is becoming more well off or better. Yeah. Like nobody's losing in the whole situation.
Right.
You guys can actually come together.
That feeling of, and it is true, that there is greater joy in giving than receiving. And I think you equally get that feeling.
Yeah, I always tell this to people because it's really funny. I've been on, you know, I've been to Thailand a few times, been to Guatemala for a while. They've been mission trips and, you know, none of them have been vacations. And you go there with the intention like, okay, I'm going to give all these people my time, my skills, my money, whatever it is. And it's funny because it's like I have gained the most amount of lessons, of humbleness, of gratitude.
Amen.
I feel like I walk away with way more than what I could ever give.
Absolutely. You know? And then that's when you know that you did it right, you did it well, is because, you know, I think that's it. I think a lot of times it's put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to, like you said, if you don't have $1 million, that's okay. You have time. You have something. You know, we joke about
Take
it all the time.
Out.
Yeah. Break your piggy bank. You know, look in your couch cushions. I don't know that we're telling people to go take a loan out. You know, as a result, but maybe
if there are times in my life where I haven't been able to give money, right?
Right.
But I can go. For the event, I can run audio for them
Absolutely.
For free.
Yeah.
I can use
Absolutely.
My skills to enhance the event or whatever they're trying to do to make it better.
Yes. Yep. Use me. And you know, I think that's what we've done for years and people don't realize it. They see something on television. They're like, oh, you got money. You got a lot of money. You're rich, you know. But the Spiel TV show was created for that reason, not only to take care of the businesses, taking care of the agency, but also to put them on television where if maybe they aren't buying placement before, they are now because they're going as part of the show.
Yeah.
The other thing is we've helped, hopefully helped small businesses, chefs. The dude is yawning in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a tough crowd.
And I'm
going to keep going. You
I'm
going to
keep going.
I think it's important.
I know. But, keep going.
Anyway, and you've seen some people have spinoffs in their own shows. And then, you know, we have all these musical talent because everywhere in the world, I mean, people have these incredible talents. And it's like, we just want to provide a stage. And now we've provided two stages with the Mid-America Music Awards.
Yeah.
We're not making any money with that right now. Actually, we're in the red big time. But you know what? It's going to pay off in the end because someone's going to remember down the road how maybe they got their start. And how you helped and we helped. And there's something to that. If there's not an immediate payoff or immediate gratitude, just hold on and stay true and do what you know that you need to do for other people. And then, and that payoff will be there for you in many ways, many different ways.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think this, you know, thinking of it as a, you know, of a different way to why you should do cause marketing for your business is because, you know, you have your, you know, why you started your business, why you are doing it.
Right, your commitment statement.
Yeah, all this stuff that you know, you sat down and you wrote out and you're like, just doing it for my family and because I want to be financially independent, whatever it is, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But what it's actually going to do is it's going to put you into a connection with something way bigger than yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And something that you can't do by yourself. You can't go build these wells by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, make sure people have water for their fresh water for the rest of their life, whatever
right.
it is.
Right.
And so it's actually going to let you dig deeper inside of yourself to keep doing what you're doing and to keep doing it at a much larger scale.
Yes.
Because your why is so much greater than it was before.
Yes.
And I think that, like, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's
been proven that if not only will you internally feel that and feel like you're connected to some and stay in touch with those groups. Like, that's part of it. Like, they don't want you to just say, okay, what's a random not-for-profit? Okay, that one looks good today. Right. No, they want you to research. They want you to be a part. Maybe they want you to go on a mission trip. Maybe they want you to go and install a well with them and better understand it and understand where your money goes down the road. The other thing it's going to do, guaranteed, is if you get your entire group, if you get your office or
your community,
you know, company-wide, community-wide, and you all come in together, you've now just created something pretty special too, a relationship around that important cause.
Yep.
I think finding a cause that you truly, like, you truly believe in, like, let's just say Feeding America, for instance, it helps people with barely any money feed food or give them food.
Right.
And then that's obviously important. It's really, really important, but it might be donating to St. Jude's or it might be donating to breast cancer, but find something that means something to you.
Right.
Instead
that you'll want to continue to do and form that long lasting relationship and then watch the success of that not-for-profit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And celebrate it.
Yeah. And celebrate it. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether it's large scale, small scale, we're here to help. We've got some tips, some ways that you can help. People contact us. I mean, we love to do that. We provide a stage all of the time for people to come in and share their stories and, you know, how can we help? We've got a big stage, big mouths. We like to talk and sometimes it's whatever. Sometimes it's just getting the word out there and letting people know that you are up to good things. And together we are better.
Always.
Always.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. That it?
That's it.
I think so.
Thank you for watching Market Abilities. Find us on all podcast platforms. Find us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Website.
And LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Oh, yeah. LinkedIn. We're there. We're linked.
Yeah. Connect with us.
B2B.
Get linked.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.